With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there will be no third presidential debate. That word from GOP candidate Donald Trump today in a post on Truth Social and at a campaign event in Tucson, Arizona. The former president said he won Tuesday night's debate with Vice President Kamala Harris, and he repeated his allegation that the numbers for him in 2020 don't add up.
I was told if I got 63 million votes, which is what I got in 2016, you can't lose. Just get 63. I got close to 12 million more votes than that, and we lost, but we didn't lose. And we're never going to let that happen again in this country.
Vice President Harris was campaigning in Charlotte and Greensboro, North Carolina. Florida Senator Rick Scott says rumors of his political demise have been greatly exaggerated. Bob Agnew reports.
Scott says there's one sure reason why his opponents are wrong when they say he's about to lose his race.
My opponent is a complete socialist.
In fact, he says she voted in lockstep with progressives like AOC during her 2 years on Capitol Hill in the House, but now she's sending a new message.
Trying to sell the guy Harris. They're both trying to say, oh, no, we're not like that at all. Don't worry about how we voted or what we said.
Scott tells the Salem Radio Network while his opponent is working hard to hide her record.
We're going to outwork him and we're going to win.
Bob Agnew reporting.
The Justice Department is preparing criminal charges in connection with an Iranian hack that targeted Donald Trump's presidential campaign. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. It was not immediately clear when the charges might be announced, but they're the result of an FBI investigation into an intrusion that investigators quickly linked to an Iranian effort to influence this year's presidential election. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 235 points, the Nasdaq rose 174. This is SRN News. Supreme Court justices in bulletproof vests.
The Washington Post quotes Amy Coney Barrett at a recent conference as describing how she was required to wear body armor in 2022 after a leaker revealed that the High Court was likely going to overturn Roe v. Wade. Some abortion radicals began issuing threats and demonstrated outside the justices' homes. Security was increased for the justices, including the use of bulletproof vests. A California man is currently being tried for trying to assassinate Justice Kavanaugh. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Missouri Supreme Court ruled an abortion measure will be on the state's November ballot. The decision means voters will have a chance to weigh in on whether to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. A group of Republican state lawmakers and other pro-life advocates had sued to remove the measure, arguing that voters were not informed about the list of abortion laws that it could repeal. This is SRN News. MasterCard with a big acquisition.
The credit card company is buying global threat intelligence company Recorded Future for $2.65 billion, a move that will strengthen its cybersecurity services. MasterCard is purchasing Recorded Future from private equity firm Insight Partners. Recorded Future has more than 1,900 clients across 75 countries, including the governments of 45 countries. The deal is expected to close by the first quarter of next year. John Scott reporting.
Flight attendants at American Airlines have approved a new contract after years of negotiations. That ends the union's threat of a strike against one of the country's biggest airlines. The Association of Professional Flight Attendants said Thursday that 87% of its members who voted agreed to ratify a deal negotiated with American. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.